Hey, this is Glenn Medeiros, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris. A wise gift to the world.
Listen to this, just listen to this, just listen to this, just listen to this.
News. Sleep Time's Over. Season 8.
That was different.
Yeah,
that's something different. That was
different. Breaking news.
Morse code.
Kermit the Frog. Thanks to the guy that called me. Saw Kermit the Frog.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, someone posted that. I remember someone missed me. I don't know if it was like one of the posts.
What? Yeah. Recently?
Maybe a couple episodes ago, I seen someone post it.
Somebody said,
"You saw like Kermit the Frog." I was like, I don't really take it as an insult.
I don't even see you sounding like that.
Well, I can do a Kermit the Frog, Kermit the Frog.
There you go. That's you just did bad. It. That's totally different than what you did.
Yeah. So
that's totally different in your voice. I don't get
that.
Nah. Whatever. Don't shut up.
So anyway, season 8, episode 8. And it was a millennial that dissed me too.
Really? Yeah, well, yeah. It's only fitting that the Millennial Strikes Back. That is the name of this one. The return of our favorite millennial.
Yeah.
The resident millennial.
MIC to the ALA.
Exactly. Coming up later.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprise.
It's return. Oh, well, not millennial. Millennial. Millennial strike back.
The millennial strikes back.
The millennial. Oh, just one, guys.
Like the empire. There's no empires.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, you know, there's not. We can't get more than one millennial in here. That's only like one at a time.
We have too much. We have choked brain space.
Too much drama. Too much. You know, tattoos on their faces. Too much. You know, earrings everywhere.
Too much fake dreadlocks.
Cocaine.
The pants gonna be so tight.
Batu.
They're gonna be popping out.
Exactly. We only can have one.
Batu. Millennials smoke Batu?
Probably not.
That's like the choice of drug. Yeah.
Plaid shirt.
Skip the cocaine and we straight to Batu already.
That's the downtown guys.
Oh, downtown.
Yeah, downtown locale.
Oh, there you go. Anyway.
Okay, here we are.
No drugs, guys.
No drugs.
Just say no.
Like rollerblading.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It was 4th of July. It happened.
Yes, let's go right into that. What did you do?
I just went to with the family and met up with some friends, take the kids, the keikis to the pool, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I mean,
well.
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, you win the day, sir, because I did nothing.
All right.
I did absolutely nothing.
My exciting life.
Let me tell you something about this July 4th, okay?
You have a great view, though.
So I'm just sitting and watching the view and just trying to think about my life.
Okay.
As I do that, I'm thinking about I did nothing that day. It's an overrated holiday, okay?
Especially in Hawaii.
Especially in Hawaii.
If you like be patriotic, go to a military base.
There's nothing wrong with the Patriots.
Nah, bro. Nothing wrong with them.
Nothing
they
wrong
all the time.
Right. Nothing wrong with Tom Brady. It's all I'm saying is...
Shout out Giselle.
It's a little overrated. Because you got to wait till 8:30 at night for the famed fireworks at Magic Island. You got people camping out for weeks.
Yeah.
Getting their spot.
Did you know they didn't bring fireworks in this year?
Really? For
like, you know, Longs. Don Quixote.
Right.
Gems.
Right.
Jabla.
JCPenney.
All that kind. They never bring nothing.
They never... They really?
Yeah.
So a total ban.
I'm not. I don't know if it's a ban. I just never bought anything in.
Oh.
So nobody. I mean, unless you had hookups like that, nobody had fireworks.
Interesting.
But 4th of July was never a big.
The local people don't play.
Since I grew up, born and raised in Hawaii, I don't remember 4th of July ever being a big holiday at all.
No.
It was just an excuse to not have school.
Yeah.
You know, and then you learn about a little patriotism here and there.
Right.
Much respect, you know. But I mean, Hawaii is not the place.
Well, we worked on 4th of July.
Yep.
See, that's what people need to do.
That's a real 4th of July.
Everybody needs to work.
Yeah.
So that's it. After we'd recorded the show, I edited the show that day, and that was it.
That was it, yeah.
That was it. I think I got a pizza.
Oh. Yes, hey, that's very patriotic.
I got it. You know, I support the American people.
They got Kimoko Seafood, I think.
They're closed.
No, they opened for like half the day, right, or something.
I told you I texted you they were closed.
Oh, where did I eat?
You texted me with the famed bra at the end.
Oh, of course.
You ate somewhere. You had to eat somewhere.
I forget what I ate though.
Because if it's not Kimoko Seafood,
I would just say I ate beans and ribs, corn in the cob.
Well, that's American.
But American.
So that's so you win. You had actually more interesting 4th of July.
What is American food?
Well, stereotypically hamburger,
right?
Hot dog.
Is that from here? Did we?
Of course not.
Did Americans, corn is native to North America?
North America, because of the Native Americans?
Yeah.
And then the hot dog is Frankfurter, which is Germany.
Germany, yeah.
Hamburger is from Hamburg. I like how I'm throwing these like I know what I'm talking about. But, so nothing is really truly American.
Kahlua Peak is from Kahlua.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lao Lao is from like David Lau.
David Lau down in Chinatown.
Pipi Kahlua is from the guy.
Pipi from the radio.
From Papakulea.
Yeah, bro.
So therefore we haven't taken nothing. There's nothing original. That's it. We just put ourselves to shame.
Man, we just take everybody's stuff and throw them on one land. It's not even ours.
Love it or leave it, bro.
That's how we do it.
That's it.
Anyway, so we had our show. We posted up. We did this spontaneous thing about a man thing. Oh, being a man.
Yeah, like, I was the one that brought it up.
Super spontaneous. Which is funny as hell. I don't know if you guys checked it out. Go on our IG.
Posted the clips.
It's on there. Sleep Time's Over. Everything. Check it out.
And you know what? Shout out to you guys listening to this right now.
Yeah.
Because we want people to listen to the show. But apparently the clips get a lot of good feedback and people like the clips. But there's only 1 minute clips
and stuff. Short attention span.
So you're not going to get the whole thorough of what we're talking about. So please, if you're listening to this, congrats. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So like people, they get all riled up.
They never hear the whole story.
Correct.
Right?
So you did shout out the Makiki?
Shout out the Makiki Rollerbladers, bro.
Makiki Rollerbladers.
Cool cats. Why? Because they listen to the good hip-hop.
Yeah, see?
Right?
Well, so, it was a spontaneous thing that came about because of Spell winning at Magic the Gathering Dragon Ball or something.
And then he said, so let's do the Mount Rushmore of being a man.
So I got the fourth one. You know like how we said, okay, we said stay tuned. I got the fourth one.
So you got...
We're recapping. Pokemon.
Fanny packs.
Okay. Don't say the other thing.
Yeah.
Fanny packs, we got rollerblading, and the fourth one. A man should not do.
What? No job.
Drink vodka.
I don't know anything. Is it vodka? I don't know, bro.
Vodka feels
controversial.
Vodka's for women, bro. Vodka, zero. Martini.
No, seriously.
A man should drink whiskey, bro.
Oh.
A man should drink something hard. Not this vodka club soda.
Oh.
Walking around. Put a little olive in it.
So the bartender to the stars, our friend of yours, the Lord, would say the same thing.
He agrees 1,000%. Pretty much about 99% of the bartending.
Bar leather apron Justin.
Oh, he ain't going to touch that.
Whiskey.
Yep.
Wow.
It's all whiskey, majority cocktails.
Never know that.
So it's more like, okay, if you're in the drinking game. I know that's more specific to the people because, you know, I know yourself.
Yeah.
But vodka, women should drink vodka.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Men should not drink vodka.
So is it like vodka from like, you know, these are Russians and they drink vodka?
Right. That's why Russians, there's a lot of hot women in Russia because they're drinking vodka.
Oh, so
that's
vodka is almost like the water, so that's why they become hot because.
There you go. Well, okay, look at Ciroc.
Okay.
Puffy. Yeah. French Montana drinking vodka.
That's vodka? Oh.
Ciroc is vodka.
There you go. Explains it all. That's the fourth one right there.
So I'm just saying, as a man should drink beer's fine, whiskey. So I'm just going to put that out there.
And you know the fanny pack thing? I know we never posted any clips.
Yeah.
But like I know we had comments on all the local brothers.
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical friends.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying a small little bag around with all kinds of goodies inside.
Well, I mean, we could specify like for a male over 40 or for a male over 30, things you should not do over 30, maybe. If you want to really clarify this thing.
Yeah.
Because as a kid growing up and you're drinking as a kid, 21 stuff, of course everybody's doing vodka. Of course they drink any kind. Because we're just drinking any kind. We're just drinking to get all messed up. But as you get more sophisticated. Exactly.
Boom.
So that's kind of the thing. That's the one that came to my head as I was driving away.
The rollerblader got me dissed.
Mm.
I got dissed.
He said, called you old.
Called me an old head.
But then that's just
What's new, bro? What's new?
Yeah.
I'm not young.
You replied this well, which I had to share on Facebook. You said that, why is it being experienced in life a bad thing? Why is that a bad thing to be calling someone an old head? Right?
Yeah, it's like you call me old head because I support skateboarding.
Right.
Do I have to like rollerblading and scooters?
Exactly.
No, I'm a freaking 40-year-old man. Why would I like those things?
It's called you have an opinion.
Yeah.
And people just don't understand what an opinion means.
But if you want to go factual, we can get into it. You know, you got Tony Hawk, Steve Cabrera, Lance Mountain. There professional skaters are in their 50s.
There you go.
Gonzalez in their 50s.
Correct.
Icons. Millionaires.
Who's a rollerblading icon?
Exactly.
No
Crickets.
More. No more.
So what? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like I even said, X Games. They're not even out rollerblading.
They're not on
and X Games is like the most like, what is that called? Over-marketed, like totally geared.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like anti-core, hardcore. It's like straight up marketing, straight up, you know?
Yeah.
They don't even have rollerblading.
No.
What the heck?
There's a reason why.
Because nobody.
Correct. That's it.
So anyway.
That's it.
I always think it's funny that the old head thing, and I'm talking about this on the Millennial Show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm okay to be an old head, dude. I'm totally
Yeah, what fine. Are we going to say? No, we're not. No,
I'm not. I'm a young head.
Yeah, what?
Because Jay-Z said 40 is the new 50.
No, it's just ridiculous trolling comments that they have no depth to. That's it. That's all it is.
Yeah. And the people that did rollerblade, they didn't even take it to offense because I know a couple of people. They just laugh, bro.
Right.
You got to laugh. Like, we all have regretful things that are done in our past.
Of course.
Right? Like, you know, dude, I wore some hideous, colorful pants.
Right.
Which I wore now would be actually came back in style.
True.
Like, I wore orange pants. I wore red pants. I wore purple pants.
Yeah.
This is like baggy, like.
You're true. Yeah.
Huge. And I wasn't even raving. That was just a style.
Well, because you're Hawaiian and Filipino. Oh, yeah. You can get away with that.
Hawaiian Filipino.
Because the darker skin matches up with that kind of color. Like a Holly guy wearing orange, not going to work.
Yeah. It doesn't work like that. You look like.
Or purple.
You look like the kind.
You look like a Scott Kahn booty. Yeah. You look like a Scott Kahn booty.
Scott Kahn.
So it would not work.
On rollerblades. So anyway. Yeah. Regretful. But I look back and I laugh. People diss it now. Like, I see people comment about that. Like, oh, man, we used to wear that. Not me, but you know when people used to wear baggy pants and blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah. I'm like, yup.
Right.
I own it.
Everybody's done. Every single human being has done something they regret. Has worn something they regret.
Yeah.
Whatever. Bro. So what? There's no sense to get upset about anything.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, don't have to follow us. Don't need to do that. I respect comments, but you can't come, straight. Straight dissing. If you do, you better get ready because you don't want to be dissing. Trust me. If you want to get some verbal wars,
come with it.
Come with it, bro. That's the song we play. Anyway,
stepped in a row. All right. So that was July 4th. What did you do from the 5th, 6th, 7th?
Work.
Hey. Okay, Rihanna.
So we do, bro. All
right.
Work. Nice.
I'm trying. So what about after that? No events?
Nothing, bro. Actually, you did
have an event.
I did.
You had the B-boy rappers.
Oh, shoot. My bad.
What was going on there?
We had the Don't Sleep Footwork Battle, which is breakdancing for people, B-boy breakdancing.
Yeah.
But footwork is no power moves, which is the shoulder rolls, the head spins, you know?
Okay.
And no flips or no anything like that. It's straight top rocking, which is up top, you know? And a six step, which is...
What is
the
that?
Where they go down on the ground and they do all the footwork, the intertwining of the legs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep this like for a person that don't know nothing.
Right. Good explanation.
So that was a footwork battle, meaning that the reason why the shop is so small, we don't want people doing like running flips and back flips.
Of course.
Power moves, which is like head spin, shoulder rolls, all that craziness. And you just end up flying all over the place.
Right.
So footwork is controlled. So you need to be on beat and you need to be controlled. So the stuff you do before you go down on the ground, tops, and then on the bottom you do that. It's called six step.
Okay.
Your legs cross over. So you guys can see this in my video like that. So we had that. It was hype, man.
I saw that. I was watching that.
Yeah,
that was Saturday night, right?
That was 14 B-boys and B-girls entering the 2-on-2 battle. Shout out to Axel from ONC Crew for helping put it on.
Okay.
We fronted the prize money.
Okay.
We actually made sales. I know you would ask that.
That was my next question.
I think B-boys have money.
Really?
Yes. And this is, okay, I'm going to put it out like this. I've done beat battles in here, beat stuff. I've done MC stuff in here. I've done art shows in here. And now I've done the Gambit. We did a B-boy battle. I got to say, next to the art shows, the B-boys bought the most shirts, bruh. Who would have thought?
The real MVP.
No, seriously.
Wow. Okay, because I saw on your post here that you had an entrance fee.
Oh, to enter the battle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Great.
But it didn't go to me. It went to the battle because you battle and then you win money.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. But at least though, shirts were purchased.
Yeah, shirts
fantastic.
Were purchased. Next to some of the art events, it was up there.
This is fantastic.
Right? So B-boys, straight up, man. Like I said, once again, I think B-boys really, truly value the the fact that, like, my man Axel from ONC Crew and myself valued the time we put in, valued the location,
yeah,
valued the fact that someone took the effort to open up their store,
yeah,
when I should be closed,
yeah,
to do something for the B-boy community.
And it looked like it was a roaring success.
It was great. It was great. I mean, we had 50 people here throughout the whole night, you know, give and take between 30 to 50 people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at least 20, 12 people, 14 people battling. People that came just to dance. We had parents with kids that take breakdance classes that came.
It was a Saturday night.
It was a Saturday night from 5 to 8. It was great, man. It was like, and then the B-boys got on and rhymed, which was refreshing.
I saw that.
Because it was, you know why? Because it was fun. They got on and they rhymed. A lot of, not bad. They weren't that bad. But it wasn't, it was like back to, it felt like it was like pure hip hop.
Yeah.
Why I'm saying that? Because the rhymes, they're trying to rhyme words.
Right.
They actually try to rhyme words. Like
rhyming.
Yeah.
Rhyming.
It's a rhyme.
Go figure.
And trust me, I do MC events. I have open mics here. I've seen it all. So it's like almost like, and you can see they're trying to like put the words together.
Yeah.
Talk about the surroundings. And they're laughing and having fun. It was like, I was like, dude, this is dope.
Isn't that what it's all about?
I mean, it wasn't lyrically like mind blowing.
It was fun.
But it was fun.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Seriously.
Right.
Great night.
Right.
So big up to the Hawaii B-Boy community, hip hop community. Thank you to Axel and his crew ONC.
Right.
Congratulations to Kazuya and Jay Solo for winning against Hijack.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. If you don't know, Hawaii has some some awesome B-Boys that travel around the world battling.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like the Hijack guy, he's going to Europe to battle.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they still have the Waikiki B-Boys.
Waikiki B-Boys are still there.
It's an ongoing.
Yeah, they're down in Waikiki, of course.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what's happened. Sorry.
All right.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yes, very good.
I'm old, so I forget.
Of course. Well, speaking of old and speaking of Saturday, while you were dealing with the B-Boys,
yes,
I was dealing with Downtown.
Hey, old.
Because Downtown had a special performance. A guy who performs maybe once or twice a year. He comes out. He's a executive. He's a doctor.
Oh.
Dr. Glenn Medeiros.
Hey.
Saturday night.
Doctor.
He is
a
doctor.
Doctor.
Yes.
A doctor in?
In music. I'm not really sure. But he gave me his card, hey. Dr. Glenn Medeiros. So I just want to get that out there.
And he's
now
the,
Dr. Glenn Medeiros.
He's the, for St. Louis, what is the?
He's the president.
The president.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the guy.
El Presidente.
The buck stops here.
Kauai's finest.
Yes.
My friend grew up on Kauai and he told me this quick story last night. He said that Glenn Medeiros lived by him and drove a red Ferrari in Kauai.
Wow.
How's that?
Wow.
In Kauai.
He's got it.
Why would you even have a red Ferrari in Kauai?
Because he's Glenn.
Because he's Glenn Medeiros. That's what I said.
I mean, come on.
So he said he used to see him, right? Because he's younger.
Yeah.
And driving his red Ferrari.
I'm not surprised.
But it's just so funny because it's like Kauai.
Of course. He's the only one.
He's on red lifted Toyota Tacoma.
Glenn, he's a mellow guy. But he was there and this is the second time going. And I got to say to you, it's such a great, he's the nicest guy.
This was at
Hassard. He knows the owner. So then the owner knows all of these old school Hawaii entertainers. So they all perform there and they all, you know, they're friends with her. It's just, it's fantastic because he talks story with you. He'll take requests. He'll give you backstories and stuff.
Nice.
He'll, the thing that you're going to trip out on was he played songs from the movie Zapped.
Yeah, that's
with Scott Baio. Now, how bizarre is that?
I forgot about the movie until you texted me that. And I was like, oh my God, flashbacks watching that over and over again.
It was so amazing. So he's the nicest, humblest guy. And stay tuned. We might be doing something with Mr. Medeiros, doctor.
And if you guys haven't seen Zapped, go on YouTube and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. I remember as a kid, my favorite part, and probably yours, when you zap all the girls' clothes. Eh?
Correct. Glenn brought that up. We talked about that in Hassler.
Oh, God.
Some guys came with records, a vinyl picture cover.
What?
Which are very hard to find.
Wow.
Some guy had mint condition Glenn Medeiros, all of his picture cover albums.
Old guy. Did he have tape on his glasses or giggle?
No, he was there with a lot of guys. Filipinos, bro.
Oh, bro. Filipinos love.
They got the vinyl.
Glenn, bro.
It was somewhat crowded. And these two guys, they brought their wife. They brought all like other people. And he had mint condition. It was like, wow.
Oh, bro.
It was amazing. Mint condition Glenn Medeiros vinyl.
Glenn Medeiros still get fanboys.
For real.
That's crazy.
So he did all, like, he's doing like all mellow jams. He didn't get into anything up tempo, but he played it all. James Ingram.
Wow.
He played the kind of.
How's his voice?
It's the same. Wow. I posted on IG.
Right.
The hit. We all know the hit.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change. And his voice did not change.
Did he write that song?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, he did. So coming soon, Dr. Lemoderos might be paying a visit to King Street.
Millennials are like, who the heck is that? And why do I even care?
Millennials are playing Fortnite right now. They turned off. Yeah. They turned off the thing. So that was Saturday as the B-Boy battle was going on. So yeah. What are the different worlds you got?
That, Rob.
You got B-Boys rapping. You got Glamoderos singing James Ingram.
Yeah, oh.
Songs from the movie Zapped.
Wow. I don't even know a song from the movie Zapped.
Neither did I.
He told you these is from
Zapped? Yes, and we were all like tripping out. Like, wow. Well, Sky... was there.
Sky, of course,
knows every song from every minute
of
the day.
Memorized Zap's dialogue.
So he's going, he's excitable, right? So he's getting all excited. Everybody getting excited. Me, the Filipinos, were like, okay. I remember the movie, but I don't remember the soundtrack.
Did the Filipinos cheer?
Filipinos did not know the Zap reference.
What?
They did not. They did not watch Zap back in the day.
Wow, I watched Zap many a times.
Of course. Well, mainly for that scene, really, with the girls.
It's a great movie, but yeah, that scene was always like...
It's always for that, to see Scott Baio take the... Yeah. So that was Saturday.
I didn't even know he did songs for Zap.
Glamoderos for the win, bro. I'm telling you.
Okay.
You gotta go.
Get it. Okay.
It is fantastic.
I gotta step into this millennial, though.
So there you go. So then, that was Saturday. Sunday, went to a wedding reception.
Hey, yeah, I seen that.
Wedding brunch, Encore Saloon.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Refried Potato. He's the bar manager. I think you met him one time when we had the slushies. Yes. So they had that. About 300 people were there. Incredible.
At where?
Encore Saloon.
How you fit 300 people in there?
You don't. That's why we got the heck out of there.
Oh.
Because it was something from 11 to 4, and I guess he said people can just come and go whenever you like.
Oh.
But just people kept coming. You got the relatives going in there.
Open bar. Oh, bro.
Margarita.
Oh, 'cause he works there.
Yeah. We had the food from, he had it catered from the Nook.
Cool.
So the chef, the head chef from the Nook was there.
Ooh.
So then he had all the mochiko chicken and waffles, bruh, seared ahi, poke, all was ready to go.
Wow.
So that was done right. A fun.
You could get a slushy too?
You could get a slushy as
well. Wow, so you could eat Nook food and get one slushy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Should have went over there and bought a gift card and give it to them.
Well, there you go.
It's $40 to Long's.
Wow, that gets you a lot.
Yeah, it gets you a lot nowadays.
And then they had like an upper deck where it was just whiskey and mezcal, if you remember mezcal, and then cigars.
Any vodka?
Nope.
No.
Which is why I'm saying.
Oh, bruh.
Ain't no vodka around there. There's no vodka bar. I'm telling you. I'm just saying. Just saying, hashtag.
Yeah.
So that was on Sunday. And then that takes us to, I went to a, write that down in triplicate. So on Monday, went to the Botanist Gin bartending. How's that name, huh?
The Botanist?
There's Botanist Gin.
Gin, okay.
That's the name of the brand, Botanist Gin.
Oh, it's a brand name.
Yeah, yeah. The Botanist Gin bartender competition.
The Botanist Gin.
That'd be something. Like an all-natural gin with tea leaves and like vines. Pick up the dirt, throw the dirt, make it into mud. No. So the Botanist Gin is to deal with like all-natural, local ingredient cocktail. That's the theme.
Right.
So I have to say shout out to my friend who won, Sarah. Sarah Pina Love is what the tag is.
Wait, she won.
She won.
Why? Everybody that you know win.
I don't. Well, you know.
All I do is win.
Put them up. Yeah. $1,000 she won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was packed. This was at Chin Chin Bar.
Chin Chin.
You ever been there?
Never been.
Yeah. It's right above Chin Chin. Livestock Tavern. Very nice rooftop kind of bar. Where 39 Hotel used to be.
Oh, okay.
You know that place. Yeah. So they gutted it out. Chin Chin Bar, packed.
That's been there for a minute now, yeah?
Yes.
It's been a couple years now?
Yes.
I'm glad you're doing good, you know?
Nice spot. It's owned by Livestock Tavern and Lucky Bell. So that's the trifecta.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
So big deal there. That was about it. That takes us to now, because that was on Monday, just this past Monday.
Into the future.
And still playing Nintendo. Still playing the Nintendo Mini.
The hackers, bro. Yeah. You join all those kind of like dark web things.
So if anybody wants to talk hacking, you know.
Zachary's nose.
DM me. No, don't. Nah, it's
hack
okay.
In the DM.
Yeah, never mind that one. Forget.
Ah, boy.
Anything else you got?
That's it. That's all I got, bro.
Let's go. Let's go to break then.
Let's break. Okay, sleep time's over. Count the Catalyst DJ. Zach Morse with our season 8, episode 8.
The Millennial Strikes Back.
Strikes Back.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Sleep Time's Over shirts is now back in stock. Go cop yours now at 2009 South King Street, which you should already know is a light sleeper shop. Or go online, 24 hours, open 24 hours, like 7-Eleven on Kamoku. Is there 7-Eleven on Kamoku? Anyway, shop.lightsleepers.net. Sleep Time's Over tees, and comes with a free sticker. Sleep Time's Over. Woo!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
News report, Sleep Time's Over. Captain the Catalyst. DJ Zach Wars. Guest Michaela.
What's up, guys?
Season 8, Episode 8.
The Millennial Strikes Back.
Dun, dun.
AKA the Millennial Falcon. I think that's what we came up with.
The Millennial Falcon, yeah.
Oh, that, huh?
Cuckoo! Wait, is that...
I don't know if a Falcon does cuckoo.
No, well, you've never seen Star Wars.
No.
Oh.
Right? So how ironic that we use Star Wars slang for our guest who's never seen Star Wars. If you remember the story, listeners, maybe. Cavett, do you remember the story? We don't need to bring it up.
Forget it right here.
Okay.
I have a bad relationship with Star Wars.
Yes, so
as
therefore,
you guys know.
She don't watch. No need.
Yeah.
Waste time.
Yes.
No, but it sounds cool though.
You gotta watch
Star Wars. It's fine, but you need to watch Terrace House before you do that. Just saying.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
Terrace House.
Here we go. Take time, waste time.
Hey.
Here we go. You ready? You ready?
Ready, ready. Okay. Running down the line. Let's go.
We're running down the line of the posts we had. First one.
There we go.
Hawaii is listed. This was from April. This is not a current one. Hawaii among the worst states for millennials.
Oh, hi, Ronnie.
They're saying that millennials cannot live here, bro.
Agreed.
Really?
Highly agree.
Yeah. They just cannot afford. You know,
can't afford it. Oh.
They can't afford it because they got to buy the plaid pants. They got to buy the skinny jeans. They got to buy the plaid shirt.
You got to get with the hype.
Grow the beard.
Got to buy the Yeezys.
Yeah.
Got to buy Supreme.
Yeah. Supreme.
Got to buy the antisocial.
Antisocial social.
Got to buy the beat.
Yes.
Gotta buy the pleasures.
Well, the reason why I think that millennials can't live in this state is probably because not only is, like, you know, the rent super high, but unless you have family or unless you're good at networking or you are in the military with your VA loans or whatever, it's hard for people who just want to live over here who are my age.
Yes.
And just want to uproot and stuff. And they can't do that over here because everything is just way too expensive. If you want to talk about finding a place to rent or even getting insurance or just anything, really, it's super difficult. So I totally agree with that post.
You know what you bring up that is very critical in regards to social media and the millennials is you have to network.
Yes.
You have to talk.
Talk.
Yes. And what are the millennials not doing? They're not communicating well. They cannot communicate in person.
No.
There lies a big problem.
Yes.
That leads to all of this.
But you know one thing about the millennials not being able to live in Hawaii? So why is it, I know so many people, I know Aaron, you can, I mean Zach, you can attest to this.
I don't know who that is.
A lot of people, you know, move from the mainland, move here.
Yeah.
And they make it work.
Yeah.
So is it come down to work, are the millennials in Hawaii and the millennials in the mainland work ethics different?
Yeah. There is a point to where You've heard of that one saying where it's like where Hawaii people are very lazy and where our work ethic is not as strong. It's true. It's not. I know I can tend to be very lazy at times, but I feel like in the mainland how you were raised, like you're already driving out on the freeways at like, you know, 16, 15 already. Whereas over here, people are waiting to get their license at 18.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like the responsibility isn't as pushed hard enough. Yeah,
they're not go-getters.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you get kids out of your house.
A lot of sheltered, a lot of sheltered parents with the sheltered kids. Yes,
yes.
Because I know a lot of people. I meet a lot of people here at the shop. They maybe lived there a couple of years. They come from other places. A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They find jobs. They work, and they rarely complain about, you know.
Yeah.
They just make it work.
Yep.
Two job, three job.
Right.
But then you get a lot of people like, oh, I'm gonna move Vegas. I'm gonna move here, move there.
No, that's a big point because you see that. You see the mainland guys with two or three jobs.
Yeah, and I'm saying that
guys,
local people don't work
you
hard.
You don't see local people like that.
There are plenty that do.
Yes.
But plenty complain and they're still with their parents.
That's
and
it.
And then, you know, they don't do the proper things.
Right.
You know, some people are fortunate that it can work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
Like when I went to school, I was with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a job, paid rent.
Right.
$2. But you know what I mean? Some people don't have that fortune to do that kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then So they basically like, oh, I can't live here.
Right.
I don't know why Vegas is the answer.
Right, because they once want something, because it's cheap. They always hear it's cheap. That's and all the local thing. People it's are cheap. There. So they follow the local people.
Yeah.
Right? I worked one time at three jobs. And people are like, why are you working so much for?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of question does that mean?
Yeah. At one point, I had three jobs too.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't hear that. You don't hear like the local Asian people. It always was them coming at me, telling me, how come you're working so much?
Like, well, because all those guys bills? Probably had parents and family,
It could be because of the sheltered families and just they're living off the parents' situation.
And also, too, I do know some people that always complain whenever they do work. And as soon as they get their paycheck, they're not using it responsibly.
Oh, yeah.
What is the first thing they buy? They buy booze. They buy a whole bunch of food that, is just going to go bad. And then, like, a week into, their paycheck and they're just, it's all gone. What's going to happen now? The responsibility aspect is totally not.
Yeah.
Like enforced in some of us.
So yeah, so that's
what was the best state to live if you're millennial?
Oh, what did they say? It wasn't any of the major cities. It was like someplace like in the Midwest. It was someplace in the middle of America.
For some reason, Oklahoma just came to mind.
Someplace like that. Yes, it was in that vicinity.
Yeah.
So you could probably
Mumbai,
look at
Mumbai, India.
There you go.
Mumbai.
23 best cities to move if you're a broke millennial.
Oh. There we go. We got to click
and
on that.
It's in America.
Scotland.
Shoot, if I was a millennial and broke.
We're going to India, bro.
I'm going to go to Denmark.
All the curry.
Denmark
got good chocolate.
Oh, look. Mexico.
Mexico. You know what? Good planning. Drinking. Cheap drugs, cheap prescription drugs.
Lose your kidney.
Yeah.
You go New Zealand. I'll move to New Zealand, dude.
New Zealand, and a bit.
As a millennial, dude.
Singapore get plenty of whores, bro.
Plenty
lady boys, gotta watch out.
Norway, bro. I would definitely do Norway. No, Norway, no.
Yeah. Norway. Well, not Singapore. Not okay. Singapore, because I'm not a whore, so I don't.
There we go.
Australia,
good.
Australia, would you go to?
Most definitely.
They don't tip well.
That's the millennial. Why? Our opinion does not matter.
Canada. Yes. I would totally move to Canada.
Okay, good. Toronto.
Chicago
is the first U.S. city that we've seen
Chicago?
On here.
Huh.
Would you go to Chicago?
A lot of people getting murdered though in Chicago, so watch out.
I'm Chief Keef's there.
They get okay. Deep dish. Deep dish.
Real music.
Kanye.
Okay. Well, Chicago's the first American.
Okay.
Sweden.
Yeah.
Stockholm.
Sweden? Are you Sweden?
For
or against?
I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot of information Swedish meatballs. For me to be.
Amsterdam?
Most deaths.
Amsterdam, yeah, that's right.
Well, come on, brother.
Let's go. Be real get there. The steins.
Rolling the J. South Africa.
Cape Town?
I'll check that out.
Yeah? A lot of hollies there.
South Africa?
I don't know a whole lot of information about it, but judging from the pictures that we're seeing right now, it looks pretty nice.
Belgium?
Brussels sprouts?
No, I would not live in Belgium.
Okay. No Brussels sprouts for
Tokyo.
Hi.
There you go. Itadakimasu.
Hi. So desu.
Sugoi.
Malaysia?
There's a lot of whores in Malaysia.
I don't know. I guess so. Penny lady boys.
Watch out.
Okay, Warsaw, check. Poland.
No, that's way too cold for me.
Look at that. It looks cold.
Polish sausage.
Everybody here is cold in this picture.
But they're eating Polish food.
Yeah, those are
sausage.
I would totally live in Melbourne.
Okay, yeah. Let's get this top. This India.
Look at that. That looks flashy right there.
India. Denmark.
Copenhagen. That's the
Finland. Helsinki.
Helsinki, Finland.
Spain. Yeah.
I would be interested to learn more about Spain.
It's dirty.
Spain. What?
I
from
hear
that
the,
picture?
For the picture.
Well, I hear that the street work is absolutely beautiful. Down
there you go.
Skateboarding.
Yeah.
Prague.
Prague.
Okay. You don't even know how to spell Prague.
Prague.
Come on. You Prague, bro.
The Czech Republic.
Nah. Yeah.
And number three, Germany.
There you go.
I would live in Berlin.
Oh, okay.
I'll go there, yes. Good one.
Here you go.
The motherland.
Austria. Vienna.
Sausage. Vienna sausage.
Would you go there? Just watch sound of music all day long?
No, yeah, sure.
Forget it.
Okay, and number one.
Looks nice, though. Number one?
Edinburgh, Scotland.
Oh.
Ah.
Wow, it's cheap there? It's cheap in Scotland.
Scotland.
I think I would rather choose London over Scotland.
Scotland.
Huh.
Okay, there you go.
How's that, everyone?
Scotland, number one place.
Yeah. Go figure with that one.
Yeah, William Wallace is there.
William Wallace, exactly.
Next one. Moving along.
All right, this one was in the news yesterday. This is a guy in Florida, a retiree, who used to be in the Air Force, refused to pay a fine for having the U.S. flag on his porch.
Whoa.
He had a little flag. It wasn't even a big flag. It was a little flag in a little pot, flower pot. So the homeowners association giving him trouble, and fast forward, he was forced to sell his house.
What?
He had a little flag. Wow. Take time or waste time on this one. This is in Florida.
Wow.
He spent hundreds of thousands of dollars dealing with this.
And he's a veteran.
Yes.
What was the reason they said no flag?
Inappropriate. Now why?
This is America, that's all I can say.
Why would that be inappropriate? Take time or waste time.
I don't know. It's American hate.
Well, it goes to the same why we don't do the Pledge of Allegiance in the school.
And you said this was in Florida.
Yeah.
But that's a Republican state.
Correct.
So why wouldn't they?
They're too PC for their own good, is what it sounds like.
Well, that guy shouldn't even want to live there anymore. So well, glad he sold his house.
He did sell his house, get out of there. But he's lost hundreds of thousands. He sold the house at a loss.
Yeah.
So
I would have lost it.
How would you deal with something like this? I mean, would you just straight up just take it off and just hide? Or would you just keep it there and fight and then with the risk of losing hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I probably would, he's a veteran, dude. He's going to fight.
Right.
So you know what I mean? Like, personally, I would probably remove the flag and sell the house.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be the step by
right.
step.
I just move the flag. I'd be all pissed off, mumbling every single day, stink eye everybody.
Right.
You know, but I'll just eventually start look for a time to sell the house, get the most money I can, and get out of there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Racist, bro.
That's what we got.
That's just sad.
Speaking of, that's why Chicago is the first American city. That's why, bro.
Oh, no.
America, jam up. Okay, next one.
Okay, here we go. Drake, Nice for What? Returns to number one.
Yes.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you writing?
No, 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 no. Michael Jackson and Beatle Records.
So, really? How about it? Drake has topped Michael Jackson and the Beatles, bro.
See, the difference is they call streaming, though.
We saw the numbers of streams. 750 million streams.
I don't know any other song besides the friggin' The Guy in My Feelings song. Is there other dope songs?
Well, God's Plan, that was an older one.
Well, God's Plan is on that album?
Yeah, it's 24 songs. Oh. One is, well, we're going to discuss this album later, but
right. That's, Look Alive.
One is an R&B, one is a hip-hop.
It's Drake, though. It's catchy, dude. I'm not going to front. I never liked Drake. But that friggin' that song everybody's dancing to is catchy.
It's catchy.
Yes.
His personality is... People like the guy. He's a likable guy.
Okay, wait. I wanted to bring something up. Speaking of Drake, with the both of you guys. So, I don't know if you guys seen that meme where people are now interpreting that one line, I think from God's Plan, where he's like, I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. Right. Yes. Where he's talking about Mabed, his son, Adonis Mabed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And referring back a little bit later into the year where that whole Pusha T thing had happened and how you don't care about your son and, like, you're not supposed to be wearing vape and stuff like that. And it was just like, what is your guys' opinion on that?
On just that
so
whole...
He wasn't saying my bed?
Supposedly, he was saying my bed instead of my bed.
And no one ever corrected nobody.
Supposedly.
Yes. Everybody I literally thought was my bed. Like,
that's what I thought. And that's what the lyrics say. But apparently, they're interpreting as like he's sticking up for his son ever since like that whole like incident and thing had happened. So,
well, that's his response then.
In this entire scheme of things, I know, right? In this entire scheme of things, is it just social media just trying to like put words into other people's mouth, or is it something that you think that Drake would necessarily want to be able to like stand behind it? Like, hey, look, my album is obviously a lot better than yours. It's got two sides to it, and my fans are saying that my son is most definitely cared for. So you can just go ahead and just forget about it.
Well, we got to go to the horse's mouth. Why don't someone interview him straight up and be like, what does this mean?
Hey, Drake, so if you're listening to this, we would love to interview you.
I mean, that would be the first thing. I mean, but it sounds like something like a Yanny, kind of a weekly Instagram BS.
Yanny and Laurel.
Yes, it sounds like a Yanny and Laurel thing again. So we're going to talk about this for a week and then move on to the next whatever. And then the next whatever.
I just wanted to know you guys' opinion about it. I was just like... okay. Now I know.
Pusha comes harder lyrically. than Drake.
Right, but Drake will always
Drake's
win.
Drake's album is gonna win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But people they don't care about Pusha T. The Drake fans they're like the Beyonce fans. No matter what, they're gonna stick behind and be like, never mind Pusha T. Yeah. So it really doesn't matter to Drake's career.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So that's it.
And now that his career is like totally taking off with this whole thing, it's like wow.
He really can do no wrong. He's at that Beyonce level already, where that's it.
He's fought him and what's his name? This other guy that did the auto-tune singing. Is those two guys
T-Pain?
Fault? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those fault that all these rappers are like now. Mm-hmm. That's their fault. Yeah, I don't know if it's a fault. Yeah, I guess it's a fault.
But it's a trend fault.
Yeah. So those ones like they should just stuck with it and that's it. Right. Not everybody do it. But because they make it look so easy, you guys would have the skill. They're trying to be like Drake and T-Pain.
Well, it's amazing that T-Pain is such the legendary. He controlled the future. When we first heard T-Pain, we're like, what is this garbage? And look at how he is down. He's going to have a statue probably. Because look at this. Everybody copied this guy.
Yes.
Amazing.
No, all right, though.
Next one.
Oh, rest in peace. You know, Zapp and Roger. Roger died.
Yes, Roger Troutman. Yes.
So we're taking it back to the OG.
The original T-Pain, basically. Yes.
Yeah. Roger Troutman. Okay, so moving on.
Speaking of things original that are no longer here.
Hey, nice.
Costco. Longtime close personal friend of the show.
Yeah, we know him very well.
Is taking Polish hot dogs off the food court menu.
Oh,
the
racist,
great food court menu of Costco. There we all go, cheap stuff. Everybody upset. Everybody pissed off. They're getting rid of things and putting healthier stuff on. So they're taking, the soft serve ice cream. They're taking and replacing it with acai bowls. Things like that.
It's actually pretty good.
Oh, you've had it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've seen this menu firsthand. Yeah. So there's no hot dogs on the menu.
Oh, his hot dog was still there when I was there.
Oh, but not the Polish hot dog.
Not the Polish,
okay, so you still get the $1.50 hot dog.
You get the hot dog.
Okay. You get the hot dog with the drink.
Yeah.
So.
They kind of get rid of the hot dog.
Right.
Polish.
So the pizza's still there.
Pizza's still there.
The chicken bake.
Chicken bake's still there. I think it's got to still be there.
Okay.
It's still there.
I'm sad they just took the churro away.
Well, the churro is not there.
But I love churros.
Oh, okay.
I love that churro. I love that Costco.
Okay, so I pose this question of... Since everybody's pissed off, what if Costco just eliminate all of this?
Oh, brah.
Everybody eat lettuce.
Brah, Governor Ige will be out there picketing.
If you can get Ige excited, that'd be something.
Well, you know, you guys got to eat more healthy.
And nobody going to listen.
Nobody eat Polish.
Nobody going to care.
Lettuce, like a rabbit.
That sounded just as bad as Ige. Yes, that was good. So we ask the millennial, what is your take, Michaela, on Costco food court? Is this something you know, is it a thing?
I think it's good. I think it's great, you know, when it tastes good, it's cheap. And they also do have some healthier options, too. Like, you can get a smoothie instead. Or you can get the chicken salad is pretty good, too. I do like the Polish hot dogs, and I do like the regular hot dogs. I love the chicken bake. I actually buy that from Costco. And it's a bomb. I love it. It's super good. But when it comes to, like, them eliminating this one item, I am not really super fazed by it.
Okay, very good. You don't care.
It's not so much that I don't care, but it's just, like, it's just interesting to see how upset people can get over just a hot dog.
That comes
down
to that.
That's where it kind of just, like, boggles my
Polish
mind.
Polish does taste better than the regular hot dog.
Right. But to incite anger, though.
I'm more angry at the churros guy. That's what I'm at.
I'm upset about the churros, too.
See, I ripped this off.
I used to write in the thing. Hey, where are the churros? And put them in that little...
You wrote that?
Yeah.
You put, where are the churros?
It's a little Costco.
In the suggestion box.
I would. Like, watch this.
You put where, D-A,
the
churros.
Okay.
Do like you and your friends like all, you know, hang out? Like back in the day, a lot of kids and then teenagers. And even in their 20s, hang out to go eat the cheap food at Sam's Club, Costco. Do you like, you know, call up your friends and be like, hey, what's up, bitches? And then you tell them, hey, you guys want to eat or what?
I get $3, we treat you.
Do you Costco, bro? Like, does that happen?
No, yeah, that happens. No, yeah, whenever I would pick up my friends from HCC, we're super hungry, but we don't feel like spending a whole lot of money. We'll just go right over to Costco.
Oh, go carry one. Yeah.
Evil Eye. Costco in the world.
That's
packed. It is.
That's the number one.
It is the number one Costco.
It is number one.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have to restock their entire inventory, I think, every 6 weeks or so. Yeah.
Wow.
Hawaii Kai, let's stay.
True.
I like that one. Hawaii Kai is much more cleaner. Right.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, let's go with this one. Take time, waste time.
Okay.
Bucks rookie, DJ Wilson reveals Oh, I'm sorry. Bucks rookie Dante DiVincenzo reveals he has $3.71 to his name. He is a millennial, of course. He's a rookie. What's up with this?
Who dat?
Wait, so he
signed in his bank account.
Well, before he signed his contract.
Yes. So he was living with pretty much eating, you know, bologna and cereal.
Right. I don't see.
So he's lucky. Right. He's got the contract to bail him out. Take time or waste time on these young guys with no money.
That's awesome.
Also, he has no money?
Yeah, I mean, dude, I've been there with $3.71.
So really?
Zero.
You've had zero in your bank account.
Well, at least he has it. Dude, the dude, NBA, if he didn't make the NBA, probably play overseas.
Right.
He probably played semi-pro somewhere, get paid playing basketball. So.
Well, this comes down to like a responsibility question. Like, do you think this is a common thing for young people to just blow up all the money? You mentioned this earlier, how they don't take care of the paycheck and then just go buy
anything. Well, you don't have any money though, because he's playing basketball, so he can't have a job.
Right.
So
that's right.
So he can't have money technically, unless his parents or the stipend. What college did he go to? Because he went to a big kind of college, they hook it up. Hawaii is like cheap, right?
Hawaii, they give you lucky.
They give you like $5.
Sign in.
Sign in and spend what you be.
Right, at the vending machine. All right.
That's the thing is, I don't think he. What school did he go to? Because I know like Duke and all those guys. These guys are not broke.
I don't know the college teams, bro.
Dante's
a cool name, though. The only Dante I remember was from Clerks.
Villanova.
Oh, then he's getting hooked up. He's
not have money then.
He's getting drugs and horses.
That's probably hype, dude. That's probably just sad. Waste time.
All right, waste time. Let's go. Next. Sports-related question. So, Michaela, please chime in.
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard has not been traded yet. What's up with that? Take time, waste time on this.
Who dat?
Okay. Kevin, what do you got?
Why isn't he traded yet?
He's still
the Spurs,
there.
The Spurs, bro. They just hold him hostage.
Yes, he's going to sit out the season.
Why not, dude? The Spurs are like, F you, bro.
Yeah, they're not going to trade to the Lakers.
Yeah, he's not traded to the Lakers. If they do, they're going to take the whole house.
Correct. So he's going to sit out, and he's going to be a free agent next year, and then he will go to L.A. That's it. That's why.
That point, bro. Never mind you Laker fans, bro.
Laker fans, you guys.
One title. I'm not even sorry.
Laker fans, you got to cool it. All right?
Chill out.
A lot of people coming at me. I tell all you guys, I say it in person. I say it right now. Shut up. Next.
All right.
American workers' willingness to quit their job hits a 17-year high. People are now confident to quit their job. They don't care already.
To do what, though?
To look for another job. They find that they can find another job easily because unemployment is really low now, especially in Hawaii. Take time and waste time on people being more confident to quit. Confident quitters.
Confident? Does that mean,
how's that?
Is that like
an oxymoron? There's an oxymoron. Double entendre.
That just ruined all high school counselor, college counselors' speeches.
Right.
How you can be a confident quitter.
Shout out my...
I quit, boss.
Miss Tiave. Shout out my counselor.
I don't know my counselor.
Eva Tiave.
Wow, you good?
Counselors need to be Samoan, bruh. Samoan or Tongan.
Hey,
they give good advice.
Oh, that's great advice.
Yes. So what do you think of that? Because before, when we would talk about quitting our job, we would talk about having a backup before we quit the job.
Yes.
Before we put in our two-week notice, right?
Yes.
Do you see yourself not doing that and feeling confident in, but, you know... I'm just going to go with it.
No, I would much rather have a cushion in place if I were to quit my current job right now. I would love to have a cushion in place for me to be able to start my next job within like a few days or weeks or so.
Yeah.
Because financially, that just makes sense.
Yeah.
However, if you really hate your job and you just get so sick of the thought that you just having to get in your car or get on the bus and having just to go over there, maybe you... And this is where the quote comes in, confidently quit. Maybe you should quit, because if it's not going to be good for your, you know, your physical health or your mental health, or it's just not really worth your time and energy anymore, you really should just like cut ties as soon as you can. And then maybe as soon as that's done, you can confidently find another job that is a little bit more suitable for you.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I think.
Exactly.
Why did you work there in the first place?
True.
Desperatism, I feel like, you know, for money and stuff like that.
If you know you're going into that, you gotta suck it up and do your job.
Right.
Yeah.
You suck it up, and if you really can't bear it, and if the people you work with cannot, then you just gotta pull
abuse,
out.
There's abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse,
and you gotta pull
stuff
out.
Like that. But, you know, people can start complaining about job shifts, right? If right. you're at the bottom of the totem pole, I'm sorry, you're gonna work the ass hours. You're gonna, right. you're gonna have to do what you have to
pay
do.
Pay your dues.
Pay your dues.
Pay your yep. dues. Some of the young people, we don't know what they're doing.
Yep.
Pay your dues, bro.
Don't think you can become manager the next day. No. You know, you gotta start.
I worked with a lot of millennials when they're in a, well, high school. People consider millennials.
Would I they? Think they're Generation X now if they're currently in high school.
But okay, so no, they're millennials now because when I worked with them,
oh, yeah,
that was
yeah.
5 years ago.
Yes.
So they're millennials.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, a lot of them would to get a job and just not show up right after.
Quit. You know, that's how they quit. I don't like that. I feel like that I was just raised better for me to not only like prioritize my time, but also to be thoughtful of the other person's time that's taking care of me as well.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of people like to be thoughtful anymore, I feel like.
Oh, especially, you got that right.
Especially when it comes into the workplace, you know.
Right.
Like, I've been working at my current job for almost a year and a half, and I am striving for me to become manager.
Nice.
And it's within my reach, but, you know, the time and commitment is definitely what it needs. And you're right. A lot of millennials are definitely impatient. They want to have that, you know, check right now, and they want to have that title right now, right. but they're not necessarily willing to work for it.
They
and
want
they don't know what it means to work for it until correct. It happens.
That is correct. Yes. We've all gone through it. It needs, it's a builds character.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Let's fast forward here. Let's the last two ones are kind of waste time, so let's fast forward. They're kind of no need. So let's get to the meat of this now. How have you been?
I have been really good. I have been fantastic. And how are you, Kevin?
I'm great, thank you.
Oh yes, of course. How are you, Zach?
Day by day.
Day by day.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Same yes. stuff, and different quit. Day.
Oh, I quit tell life. You. Oh yeah. Hopefully, we're not quitting life anytime soon. So. You haven't been on in a while, so what have you been up to? Let's go with it.
I have been working a lot. I have been traveling quite a bit. And I just turned 24. It is my Kobe year.
The Kobe year. That's
yes, it.
It
is.
Yep, back to Lakers again.
But wait, yeah, people are like, what's that? No, for people out there, I can't
do it. Yeah, exactly. 24, Kobe Bryant's jersey.
Yeah.
That's it. So what else has happened since?
Well, there was something happened after your birthday.
During my birthday.
Well, during.
Yes, during my birthday. Okay, so let me just give you a quick little rundown as to what had happened. Me and a few of my girlfriends, we decided to go to Vegas for EDC. Oh. And that was nice. Absolutely amazing. First
plus
of all,
old heads, EDC stands for?
Electric Daisy Carnival. Basically, oh, really? It's like a three-day rave. You know
that? I thought it was like Electric Dance Carnival.
Oh.
Daisy?
Same. Yeah, but whatever.
Okay.
But one of the biggest things to actually hit the EDM scene is the fact that Avicii, who is, you know what Levels is, the song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that kind of like sounds like that one Flo Rida
you,
song.
You sure? Okay, got it, okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so Avicii, who is a major EDM artist, passed away
right.
due to, I want to say like, he did so many drugs. He did so much drugs in his...
It was like, Holly-related.
Yeah, and okay. he...
His
pancreas or something gave out.
Oh really?
Pancreas. Yeah, yeah.
It was like an appendix or something. It was something like
it
that.
Was,
something
it was his. It was his pancreas. Like, wow. It couldn't, like, I don't know what it was, but it was something definitely along those lines from okay. what I was reading. So that was one of the main reasons why I not only wanted to go to EDC, but also because Avicii was one of my most favorite artists, and I got to see, like, a whole bunch of, like, you know, and tributes to him, mm. and that was super, super fun.
So tributes meaning they remixed his tracks? Or?
They... remix his tracks a little bit to kind of give it their own personal right, flair right. to it, but also just like just to remember him and like a lot of like the good vibes that he brought.
So people did drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs in honor.
Yep. Yeah.
He OD'd on drugs.
Wow. Yes.
What if you OD'd while you're watching the tribute to Avicii?
Nobody OD'd this year.
Hey. Oh,
congratulations.
Yes.
All right. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Users.
Boom, Kanani. Yes.
Wonderful.
No, but other than that, aside from EDC itself, Vegas is hey. Incredible.
All right.
I love Vegas.
Make that money, girl.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I also love it because I got to win a little bit of money hey. On the slots.
There you go. Make that money, girl,
it
again.
It was good. It
That's
was
right.
Good.
Throw it up in the air.
Yeah. But let me just like say this really quick. I traveled with some of my girlfriends for the very first time, and this is my very first trip that I've ever traveled with like my closest friends.
Okay.
And I had to realize this the hard way.
There you go.
You learn so much about the people you are staying with on a 10-day trip.
Oh, yeah, it's a long trip.
Yeah, yeah, right? 10 days in Vegas? Are you out of your head, right?
That's insane. No one should stay in Vegas for no more than like...
4 days.
Yeah. 4 days, yes.
I think 3 days, 2 nights.
By day one, you're tired already.
Yes. No, I was exhausted.
Don't sleep.
I was exhausted, yeah. I actually didn't sleep for like the entire weekend, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So how many girls did you go with on this?
Including me, there were five.
Whoa.
Oof.
Yes.
These are no longer friends.
That's why she's on.
Whoa, there's a pause there. I just mean, no.
Okay, no. Maybe somehow best friends were demoted to friends.
There you go.
A demotion.
Like
and
it.
Then somehow they kind of demoted themselves to acquaintance.
Whoa.
You don't want to be in the gutter. That's it.
Whoa, bro. Chilling with the turtles.
Yeah.
It's... Coral, it's some things. Wow. Sometimes.
Do other friends elevate up the scale?
Yeah, actually.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Oh, there were some going up.
Yeah, there were. And it was
rankings.
It was honestly super surprising to me because I would not thought that I would not like some of the girls. And then one of my one really good friends, I was just like, what the heck are you doing?
Oh.
Like, and she hurt my feelings a little bit. Hey. Oh, my gosh.
See?
Yeah.
Don't hurt the feelings.
Don't
girls.
Hurt
Come
the
on.
Feelings.
I mean, when you have to say, what are you doing? While drugs and drinking is going on. Something's going
that
on.
That should never be said
when
while you're doing
all the debauchery is going on.
Bro.
What are you doing?
What
bro.
Are you doing?
She was sober the entire time.
Oh. And she was killed sober girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. But regardless or not, she is definitely a good person. I love her to death. But I just, you learn so much about people when you travel with them.
Right.
And you, if you don't like something and you say something to the person that is like providing the hotel room and stuff like that, let me just tell you are going to be stirring up the pot for some drama. Because at one point, I really wanted to go and get my own hotel room because the ridiculousness that I was dealing with was unreal.
Right.
And it was just...
Was it petty or was it
It was
serious?
Super petty.
Of course it's petty.
It was super
Girl,
petty.
It's a bunch of broads in a room. Five broads. What is going to happen?
Broad, don't touch my bra.
Exactly.
Like... Okay, let me give an example of a story.
Oh,
so,
yeah, stories.
Here we go.
One of my girlfriends, she really wanted us to go to the club with her one night. And I told her in the beginning of the day, yeah, sure, I'm totally down. Yeah, you know, we're all totally down, you know.
Right.
That same day, we go to a pool party. We get super hammered.
Okay, yeah.
We
right.
come back
yeah.
to the hotel
Time.
Room,
so
and we're
do.
Sleeping until like 8:30.
Oh, of course,
yeah. I was hungover. I was drunk. I was tired. And so when we all finally wake up, she's like, oh, no, we have to go to the club. We have to go to the club right now. And then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm way too tired. Like, I cannot, and I don't want to do it. And she's like, well, like, it was really hard for me to be able to put, like, our names down for this. And I was like, okay, well, can I, like, pay you so that, you know, you're not in any kind of financial crisis?
Weird. Okay, that's nice.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
And she's like, no, it's not about the money. It's about the fact that you won't come. You promise. And I'm like, well, I don't want to go anymore because I'm really tired.
Yeah.
And I took off my lashes already, so I'm not
that's
doing
That's how you know it's done.
Yes, so it's not going to happen.
Lash off. Pants
and,
off.
Yeah.
Exactly. No. Yeah. And so I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go. She's like, please, can you please come? And I told her, no, I am not going to go because I don't want to have to get ready to go somewhere to a place that I don't want to go and not have a good time and just be like whining and then end up leaving early just to do the thing that I wanted to do, which was just sit at the hotel room and relax. And she throws a huge fit.
Oh.
A huge fit, like, you know, like, this hotel room was really, really expensive, and I just can't believe that you guys would just make a promise and then just immediately break it.
Did she party with you guys earlier?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
But she was sober.
What was the reason?
Right?
Oh, she was sober?
So that's
yes.
why she wasn't tired and hungover.
Oh.
So that's why she's, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like...
Tired already.
And I told her, well, okay, so let me pay you for my head so that, you know, you're not,
yeah,
you're not,
yeah,
you know, in trouble
nice,
or anything.
Nice,
like,
yeah.
But I want you to come. Well, I'm not going to go because
oh,
I'm
so
not
going
to have... I didn't go. I was the only one who didn't go. And then after she left, other girls went because they felt bad.
Oh.
And I'm sorry. I've been dealt the, you know, being guilted before many times by my own mother. I don't need it anymore from my friends.
There
and I've
go.
Seen that whole routine, and I just don't need it.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
Yeah.
You guys went party earlier. This should be totally understandable. If you guys went shopping, it'd be different. If you guys got all drunk.
This is partying. This is, you know, Sex, drugs, rock and roll, man.
Yeah,
that's the rock and roll. No,
yeah,
no,
so that was so that was just one of the many stories that I can tell you guys, because it was just like, it was ridiculous. But one of the other highlights that happened on this trip, besides EDC, was that I turned 24 on May 16th. This is my Kobe year. Last year was my Jordan year, where I totally forgot what it was.
What?
Like, it was basically, last year was me working on myself a whole lot and just continuously. And this year, I feel like it's kind of like all the good things that the karma that I have been trying to do for me to be able to be better for myself last year is now I'm starting to see it. And it's such a weird feeling, but it's really great. And I'm super, super happy about it.
Well, Vegas had something to do with that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a very sobering experience.
Great stories in Vegas. And you like he does a liquid.
What's the weirdest thing that happened you saw there amongst all of the debauchery? What did you see go down?
The weirdest thing, like with me and my girlfriend,
or just in general?
Maybe what you saw with general, with the public, nothing with your girlfriend.
I don't know, man. That's Vegas for you, though. Like, anything can happen in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
There's big orgies right in the middle of the dance floor right there. Okay, everybody throwing any kind of stuff.
Okay, so the weirdest thing that I saw at EDC, this probably isn't going to sound like weird to you guys, but you know that 90s tribal tattoo thing that a lot of guys were especially military guys?
Of course.
There was this one guy, this one white dude that was just like covered
in
the tribal from neck to ankles to wrist, like covered in like the tribal 90s black ink tattoo. And I kept on staring at him, and I just could not like take my eyes off him. He was not cute, mind you, and his body was not like, you know, attractive to me at least, but he was just like, I was just thinking in my mind, like, dude, why would you do that? Like, that is just not a good look for you. You are just this isn't, you know, what is it called, prison break? This was not like that.
This was a young guy.
Yes, he was young. Yes, yes. No,
he was our age. Make total sense.
No. He was like 27s or something.
Well, what are you doing, my brother?
When the meds kick in, that's what happens.
Yes,
keep going, right? Yeah, keep going, bro.
Prescriptions on top of prescription.
You took a picture with him, though.
I tried to record it, but then my phone broke during EDC.
So you say it broke.
No, actually, it did. Like, there was just something wrong. Like, I wasn't catching it, like, my network or anything.
Yes, you did purchase a new phone.
I would love to see what this dude looks like with a full body tribal.
He's probably got an IG. We can look him up. You can look him up as the guy. Tribal Holly. Holly Tribe. A Tribe Called Holly.
A Tribe Called Holly.
I would not listen or watch them.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
Well, the bottom line is this. Don't ever go with these girlfriends again to anywhere.
Nope.
Okay? Don't go on a trip with these girls anymore.
Yeah, people travel. Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Never room with anybody, too. That always ends badly.
Yes. Always get your own hotel room.
Yes.
Yes. I totally agree with that. And now I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, you stay out as long as you can. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And just come home, just sleep, wake up as early as you can.
Yep.
And get out.
That'll be the only other option.
Get out.
Oof. That's what any trip, anybody that ever goes on a trip with me, there's no such thing as, you sleep for a couple hours, but besides that, we're up.
Mm-hmm.
5 a.m., brah.
That's it.
Gone. I'm never coming back to 3 a.m.
Wow. 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning.
There's a song.
Yep.
What you do? Why waste your time? Right?
6 in the morning. Please at my door. So, it's iced tea. So, I would just travel by myself, the heck with everyone.
Honestly, no. I really like traveling by myself now.
Yeah.
I've learned to appreciate it.
It's very empowering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
What else we got here?
What else has happened? That was in May?
I adopted a dog.
Yay.
Yes, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Class.
Shout out to dogs. Okay?
Yes.
Shout out to the dogs.
All
the
doggos.
I'll tell you.
Her name is Sally.
Hey.
She is a, I want to say she's a terrier. What?
Is it pure?
I don't think so.
Looks like a terrier mix.
Yes. Yeah. I know she's like a terrier mix.
How?
I think she's like about like 8, 9 years old. Oh. She's a senior dog.
Okay.
I love her. But how I was able to adopt her was one of my good friends. The house next door to him was being foreclosed on.
Okay.
And apparently, I guess the family had just up and left.
They didn't want the dog.
They didn't want the dog.
Wow. So bizarre.
So, right? Like, I don't know if, like, what is it? Like, the auditor or, like, the bank or, like, the insurance people, they go to the house to go check it out because yeah, and they see a dog. And they go over to my friend's house, who is a neighbor of Sally. It's like, hey, do you want this dog? Because if not, you know, we're just going to let her go and we're just going to, like, put her into the pound. And so he's like, I can't hold on to her. And, and so he was looking for people, And then he finally asked me. And I was like, I don't know if I can have a dog. And then he showed me a picture of her, and I was like, yeah, I'm sold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was super sad, you know?
That's her name, though.
Her original name was Princess, but she wasn't treated like one.
Of course not.
There you go. Princess.
Yeah,
so what got you to go Sally?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Gucci 2 Crew?
No, I am not.
Sorry. Nobody's getting my references. Okay, there you go.
Sorry.
Some people get, yes, there's a song named Sally.
I don't know, she just looked like a Sally to me. You know, like...
No, it's a cute name. It's a name sweet. That... Yeah. You know, Sally Field, you know, Flying Nun. References are going everywhere.
And because of that, because of her, like, being, like, abandoned and stuff, she has, like, really bad separation anxiety issues.
Oh, yeah, that's dogs. Yeah. Yes.
She knew she was abandoned, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
So wait, there you go.
Good for that family.
Let me show you guys. I was so heartbroken. Like, how can you do that?
You can't do that to a dog. Oh,
so this sad. Is her. Before.
She looks sad.
Mm-hmm. How about it? Look at that. Yes. Look at that picture.
Send Zach that picture. Post them up.
Oh.
And then GoFundMe
for Sally.
There you go.
Oh, no. No need GoFundMe.
Buy new dog chews or something.
And this is her now.
Hey, look how happy she looks.
Right? See?
Look at that.
I don't know if they can see it over there.
Is that new Sally? Is that new, like, a
yes,
hardware
it's
on
a new
neck?
Leash and stuff like that.
We'll post that picture up.
There you go. Yes. Sally.
Yes, and she's really good at taking derpy photos.
There you go.
She is really good.
So no, there we go. Yeah. There's the millennial photo right there with
see,
the dog.
Look, millennial
that's how it should be done. Boomerang, Snapchat, it all.
The millennials yes. love
so
dogs.
Good. See,
oh, yeah, by
happy
the way,
ending.
There is a really new, cool, like, photo filter app coming on right now called Hugi, H-U-G-I, that everyone is using right now. So if you guys wanted to update your Instagram profiles a little bit and wanted to use a new filter.
Oh, separate yes. app itself. Okay.
Yes. Hugi.
All right. How are you with the Instagram filtering, Kevin?
I just do it with the kids, you know, for fun.
Okay, as you should.
I don't post anything.
Right, because you know why? Because you're a man.
No butterflies.
Exactly. No butterflies. No
the eyes.
The thing in the ears,
no
whatever.
No contrast.
Stuff, we should put that in the Mount Rushmore, not being a man.
Oh, bro.
Filters. No guy should do filters. I'm going to go right back into my voice again. No gym selfies. No filters. No, you hear that, man?
No
guys.
Gym
and it's coming from a guy that works for with gyms.
If I see any more gym selfie, no drinking vodka. We're making it a 5, Rushmore.
Eight.
Sorry, that's all. Sorry, we should go to break. Sorry.
No, but that's it. That's all. Everything that's been going on with me.
There you go. Mikayla's back. There you go.
Huh?
Mikayla's back.
Oh, Mikayla's back. How's the car? What kind of car are you driving now?
Oh. So Sharon is fixed.
Sharon's fixed. There you go. That's the car.
And I
Sharon
will.
Is Karen.
And if any of you guys want to come down to support me, I will be at SpoCom.
Hey, shout out to SpoCom.
Yes.
Where is this going to be and when?
This is going to be at the Blaisdell.
Oh, you're putting her in the show.
Yes, yeah. I will be competing.
What kind of car is it?
Acura RSX.
There you go. Acura for the win.
And the thing is about this Acura now is that she's the only one in the state with this kind of body kit.
Word.
That only is for people who are super, super enthusiastic about cars.
There you go. Good.
Sticker on that car.
Yes, I was good. Actually
good at. We put the Sleep Times Over sticker on that car. Let's get it on.
It's on, I want to believe it's on August 24th. 5th or 26th,
right.
We'll come up with the details later, but
very
it's
good.
At the Blaisdell. I really hope to see you guys there, and I will be repping the light sleepers and Sleep Times Over.
Yeah, let me know
taking the picture.
Yeah.
I'm
super excited, but please have a wonderful rest of your week, guys. Hey,
yes, there you go. Thank you, Mikayla, for being on.
No,
very
thanks
good.
For inviting me.
Back on it again.
Back
yes. I missed you all.
Oh, everybody's missing everyone.
Yes.
Wait, did you win money or lose money in Vegas?
I lost money, and then I won money, and then I lost money, and then I lost money.
Oh.
And then I broke even.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Nothing wrong with breaking
that's right.
Even.
All you gotta do is just put 100 on black. That's all you do. Always bet on black. Sorry, I just had to get that out. Okay, let's go break.
What is it? Sleep Time's over.
Bye.
Season 8, episode 8.
The Millennial Strikes Back.
The Millennial Falcon.
A.K.A.
Caca.
She doesn't watch Star Wars.
I don't think Falcons go caca, right?
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Blast that back if you blasting. Hey. Uber X to Hidden Hills. Give me something I can feel. If they come to Hidden Hills, then I know they know the deal. We just right there up the road. You can hit it with a stone. I be out here on my own. I'm just trying to set the tone. I've been kicked when I was down. None of that matter now. Think they run the town till we run them out of town. And they gotta relocate. Got a different way they stay. Everything will be okay. Man, just stay up out my way. Get around ends with the bros, and I'm kitted to the toes. If I touch studio, then we got one. I be tryna laugh with the bros about the ops that we know, but they can't take a joke, cause it's not one. Think it's cause we live by the code. Reputation uphold, making me the one that gotta take the spot from. I be tryna laugh with the bros, but they can't take a joke.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 8, Episode 8.
The Millennials, Strike Back.
Hey. Hey.
Yes, because
hey.
We got another one.
Hey.
Jaylene is here. Hip-hop reviewer.
J to the A-Lene.
Music reviewer.
Yes.
To the stars, I guess.
Yeah. Right. OVOR.
It is yes. I. Yes.
Yes, look at that. Custom-made sweatshirt from somewhere.
Hoodie? $100 million.
Hoodie?
Hoodie something.
Yes. Yes, hoodie something. We got the Drake album, as you can see by her hoodie. Sweatshirt. We gotta talk about it. It's a big 24 songs. 25
yes. songs. How are these short songs?
Some of them are a little on the shorter end, but no less than 2.5 minutes for any of them, I think.
Yeah.
On the shorter end, but not too short.
That seems to be the trend though, yeah? Just short,
quick short to the point. Get in, get out. That's it. I don't know. Okay. Go figure. But
is it a craft anymore? I guess we could talk about that. No. And we could talk about that at the end, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's go with, well, this is kind of going to own in with you because you are the biggest Drake fan.
Wow.
I think the biggest. I think on island.
No, seriously.
For real? Yeah, for real.
Yeah, what do you think?
I love Drake.
So when was your first time hearing Drake?
Honestly, back like in sixth grade.
Okay. And what song or what?
I actually don't remember what song it was, but that's...
Best I ever had.
No. Yeah. Oh my gosh, no. That's kind of when everybody else kind of picked up on it. But I've been
you gotta watch your mouth.
Yeah, I've been listening since mixtape days, since comeback season, since Heartbreak Drake, one and two.
Degrassi.
That's the thing. Like everyone always asks me, like, because I'm such a big Drake fan, like, oh, did you watch Degrassi? Like that. Not to make anyone sound old, but that was kind of before my time. I was just going on the music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, so I've been listening to Drake.
You didn't miss much of it.
Did you watch the Degrassi?
I've seen like a couple of them.
I went on YouTube to look it up.
It's just another teeny bopper show.
Something like that. But I mean, I guess it pulled enough because that's where everyone was watching his I'm Upset video because it was like the reunion or whatever.
It was the reunion of all those
I watched it, but it didn't mean very much to me.
Right.
But, you know, whatever.
It's a big Drake fan.
Okay.
Big album.
Favorite Drake song?
Favorite Drake song?
Yeah.
Of all time? Yeah. Or just kind of
all
whatever?
Time.
All times. I have to say, maybe Fear. It kind of flip-flops a little bit because he has a lot of songs. I mean, maybe for the newer fans, like there's kind of like a smaller selection, but there's stuff from Mixtape Days that are really good. Like Fear is off of So Far Gone. I like the way he kind of like lets, I mean, it's Drake, so obviously he's going to let us into his life, but that was one of the first ones that I was like, wow, like this is good.
Would you cry if you just met Drake? Are you that big of a fan? Or you would cry.
I don't want to sound like a loser, but I probably would a little bit.
Yeah, come on, that's fandom.
I think that's being real here. Yeah, I would cry a little bit.
See?
That's not maybe a lot.
See, it's good
to
cry.
Would you compose yourself to get what you want?
I think so. Like, I don't know.
Do you consider Drake handsome?
You know...
You're a fan of his music.
I am a fan of his music.
Right.
He's not ugly to me, but he's not like all the way like, oh my gosh, kind of like he's a good looking dude, but he's not like, you know.
Right.
He's a guy you would date. You would take out a cup of coffee.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Go to the dance. You know?
To the dance.
Right.
To the dance.
Okay. Well, moving along.
Yeah.
Well, I have to bonify her Drake-ness.
Of course. Yes. Of course. So the album is.
You cry, bro.
We should all cry sometime. The album is called.
What's the name of the album, Jimmy?
Scorpion.
There we go.
Yeah, the reason, there's a reason why he called it.
He's a Scorpio.
No?
Yeah.
See how that works?
Just to make sure. I don't know.
Horoscopes, not on the list of the not man things, by the way.
And that was what? You guys had a Rushmore of things? Is that what you guys did?
Rushmore of not being a man.
Spontaneous Rushmore of not being a man.
Well,
this just keeps coming up.
Well, to tie into that, on his first track, Survival, on there he talks about his rap Rushmore.
Yes, he does.
Being him four times with four different expressions.
Right. He did have a Rushmore. He created his own Rushmore.
Wow. Yes.
Rushmore.
Survival is the song. First song.
Yeah, actually, when I first listened, I was like, okay, like, I'm ready to, like, lock in. Like, this is really good. So, like, I don't know. What did you think when you first heard that first song? Were you, like,
it
ready
was a strong
to...
first song.
It was, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play that.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Play it.
Let's do Survival. Get ready here. I want to pull it up here on...
Wait, let me get my speaker.
VI Music. Apple Music. Oh, you have a speaker?
Yeah, hopefully.
Because I forgot my speaker. The Bose speaker.
So I finally got I Apple Music, Apple one is. I finally got that because I was operating on Spotify, but I got it specifically to listen to the Drake album early.
Right. See, that's fandom right there. There's nothing wrong with that. $9.99.
Did you like his description?
Yes.
It's clearly, a big, like, middle finger to everybody. But
clearly, he's making fun of himself, and he gets it. So that's another, we're going to increase his fan base. People like that kind of stuff. People like where you can make fun of yourself, right?
Jake is just, like, I feel like an all-around, like, likable person.
Yes.
You know what I
that
mean?
That is
I
why think, he is what he is.
Yeah, yes. That's exactly why. Well, we can talk about this later again.
Okay, we're connecting
speaker.
Live. Here we go.
Flip.
Something's going to happen here.
Flip four.
What is it? What? That's racist, man. What are you talking about?
That's what it's called.
Sorry,
flip
I just
four,
had to.
Bruh.
You said flip. Forget. Okay.
Found it.
No.
No.
It's coming. We're doing this live. We're Bluetoothing.
Bluetoothing. Is that what they have in Urban Dictionary?
I think so.
Bluetoothing.
Yeah.
Bluetoothing. Wow.
Bluetoothing is happening live. This is called Flip.
So it's connecting.
It's called Hands Free. No. This is going to be so edited out when I put the show together. This is going to be so not on here. I don't see a flip.
Well, no. Do you see
I'm
a flip?
Bump.
See half a flip?
You're half a flip, right?
Yeah.
What is this?
Why? Because I'm small.
Oh, flip four.
Yeah.
No, he's
not.
Oh, flip.
Okay.
All right. Good night, everyone.
All right. That's the podcast.
Connected. All right.
Okay.
We're connected.
Okay. Play it.
JBL.
I've never heard any. I've heard a few tracks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've never heard Survival.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's strong opening.
Right now.
This is my opinion.
Play it right now, live. Let's see if we're on.
I've been waiting on this. All of this disorder, no address, and the crown is broken in pieces, but there's more in my possession. There's a whole lot in my possession. Who do you really love?
What that works like, man.
Hey.
My Mount Rushmore is
me with four different expressions.
Who's giving out this much return on investment? After my run, man, how's that even a question?
Sorry.
After this summer, man, how's that
and
even
gestures.
A
question?
I've had real Philly niggas try to write my ending, taking shots with the gold and talking about shots
songs,
to be sending.
Right?
I've had
really,
scuffles
with
bad
right
boys
now,
that wasn't pretending. I've had too many nights to mention, that's just the beginning. I'm pretty sure we got a label, I'm still independent.
No.
I fell back 100 times when I don't get the credit.
Seems to
be 100 times,
don't
I don't know where it's headed. Realize someone gotta
stadium.
Die when no one are dead.
That might have a shot.
Niggas gambling with their life for some
time. I think so.
That's the type of lottery that could get your top pick. I am a cream of the crop, nigga. Niggas pop mollies,
no.
My mollies pop niggas.
No,
house on both coasts, but I live on the charts. I have tea with the stars, and I swim with the sharks. Yeah. And I see
survival.
In the dark,
there you
what's
go.
Hey,
good, what do you think?
She go, bro. It's not whack, that's for sure.
Minute in, it was a 2-minute song.
Yeah.
So you basically heard most of the song.
He's spitting,
this is just the intro. I believe
it's I give that song 4 mics. I give that song a 4-mic intro.
I give it
because it leaves you getting waiting, anticipating more of what's gonna happen.
I think you have to listen to the whole thing to like.
Yeah, I gotta listen to it more.
True.
Yeah, because you don't get the Rushmore thing. You don't get the I could say more, but this is like an intro kind of.
Correct.
Things. But. Yes, strong opening.
So, what do you think of you? Based off the
three mics, three mics,
okay.
For personal, listen, I'll listen to it.
Okay.
I'll come back next podcast and give you a full review.
Oh, okay.
So, this is a first time listener.
Gotcha.
Right.
It's not whack.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say.
So, from Survival, then, where did this album take you? Where? where did you see this going after that?
I was, like I said, I was really excited coming off of Survival, and I think for the most part, the whole side A was pretty solid. I can't tell you how fast I skipped over the ones that already came out. What, I'm Upset, and what's the other one?
God's Plan.
Yeah, I skipped over those so fast. So yeah. I don't even count that in the side A. But other than that, it was pretty good. Okay. I think the one, it's called Mob Ties. Yes. That one I feel could have been left off, even though people like that, because I think there's just this one line that people say. It's like, too late for all that lovey-dovey. Oh. Whatever, that's like the only line. But other than that, that could have been left off. And I really, that Talk Up song with Jay-Z made me really uncomfortable.
Oh yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, it made me
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable? Why?
Uncomfortable because I don't know. Like, you know me, I've listened to like older Jay-Z. I've been to all this, but so hearing him on these like newer beats, it just makes me really uncomfortable. Yeah. But just play.
I wasn't a fan of this song either.
Play Jay-Z's part, like. You gonna like you want to play until the Jay-Z part?
Yeah, well, we'll get the beginning here and then I'll fast forward. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, that's it.
I got prank called right in live. So you see, they're sampling N.W.A. here, Dope Man.
Okay.
And then the synth, right? But they never give me the facts. This isn't that. Can't be ignoring the. So you hear the background synthesizer, right?
That's what all their names are in the thing. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube's name is the writer.
Right, so let's go with.
Dre's name is the writer. Let's
go with Jay-Z. Hey. You can fast forward here. It's a 3 minute song. Say that they died when they should have died. Been indictments. Dope boys. Off white. Looking like soft white on them. You know what I'm saying? We in the building. We can't.
That's why, like, so, like I'm saying, like, I know older Jay-Z, so I'm still kind of a fan, but, like, if newer people were to listen to this, they're kind of just like, who is this dude? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, honestly.
But exactly, if you never heard of Jay-Z and you hear this guy, you're like,
not gonna be impressed.
Yeah.
Not at all. So I just wish he would just hang it up.
There you go.
But anyways, other than that, I think Side A was great.
Is it all hip hop?
That's kind of what it's marketed as. Like Side A was supposed to be like hip hop.
That beat was whack. That's for sure.
Side B is supposed to be more.
That song's one mic.
Yeah, I like the God's Plan beat.
God's Plan B.
The God Plan beat. What is all right?
The beat.
I thought you said B. Like
no.
Plan B. God's Plan B. What would Plan B be? Plan B for God.
I really like Side A because he does a lot of different flows. Like I like if you want to put on Take a Joke.
Okay, Can't Take a Joke.
Let's Can't Take a Joke. That. Yeah, sorry about that. And then
track
even
nine in your program.
Yeah, this is the hottest track on this side. Blast that shit
back if you blast it. This one was not bad.
Hey. It's just something different, you know.
Yeah.
Different flow too. Uber X to Hidden Hills, give me something I can feel. If they come to Hidden Hills, then I know they know the deal. We just right there up the road. You can hit it with a stone. I be out here on my own. I'm just trying to set the tone. I've been kicked when I was down. None of that shit matter now. Niggas think they run the towns and we run them out of town. And they gotta relocate. Got a different way they stay. Everything will be okay. Man, just stay up on my way. Skid around ends with the bows. And I'm kidding to the toes. If I touch studio, then we got one. I be trying to laugh with the bows.
Everyone's deep in concentration here, deep in thought. Someone's thinking of something right now.
What? No, just enjoy it.
okay, right. Yeah. Good. There's no comments. I was wondering, everybody's concentrating. Very good.
Four mic. It's a four mic.
It's a four mic song.
I like that because I feel like that's more Drake in his pocket, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does that sing-songy rapping stuff. That's like, that's what I expect from Drake.
Yeah, and then also another one on there that I liked was, and that kind of hit more of a stronger tone for me was Emotionless. That one's a good one. If you hit the second verse of that.
Okay, let's go with this.
They sample Mariah Carey's
Emotionless.
And I think it's appropriate for this.
No ID production.
You got me feeling no emotions.
Oh yeah, so it has a Mariah Carey sample in it, but
there we go.
Fitting for this for millennial.
Exactly.
Do you remember the second verse? Not too much.
No, I don't remember this one too well.
Okay. Second verse.
So Emotionless, much like many millennials.
Okay, I didn't mean that.
Emo, everybody's sad.
DJ Premier produced the track.
Sad's an emotion. Oh, I did not know that.
Sandra Rose.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. That's the DJ premiere?
Sandra's Rose.
Okay, Emotionless, here we are. There you go, Mariah Carey.
Did she actually sing this? No.
That's...
You sampled it?
Sampled.
So, yeah.
I don't know if they actually got her.
I don't think she got that anymore.
She got her hair curly just for this. Back to the early 90s.
She probably can't sing like that, yeah.
Let's get to like second verse.
Second verse, here we go.
Yeah, because that's the more powerful hitting
stuff. Never mind, Mariah. Oh, Mariah.
Wish I was here, missing out on my days. Scrolling through life and fishing for praise.
Yeah.
Opinions will talk to someone else can feel their pain. I always hear people complain about the place they live.
Sorry. There you go. Yes, there.
Missing out on my days. Scrolling through life and fishing for praise.
This is a whack Noi TV.
This is Noi D?
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible.
I don't mind Drake, but this, I'm just pointing at Noi D.
That's probably just alone and afraid. And lashing out so that
Noi D hasn't been relevant since the mid-90s.
I always hear people complain about the place that they live.
Platinum.
This is the lyric for it.
They got nothing to give. Because they've been staring at somebody else's version of shit. That makes another city seem more exciting than it is. I know a girl whose one goal was to visit Rome. Then she finally got to Rome, and all she did was post pictures for people at home. Cause all that mattered was impressing everybody she's known. I know another girl that's crying out for help, but her latest caption is leave me alone. I know a girl happily married till she puts down a phone. I know a girl that saves pictures from places she's flown to post later and make it look like she's still on the go. Look at the way we live. I wasn't hiding my kids from the world. I was hiding the world from my kids.
That's the line.
How about that? That's the line. That is the Pusha T response line. How about it? What do you think?
Man, good. I thought that was great, man. I like how you addressed all those things. It's pretty to the point. Like, pretty on point.
Yeah. It's to the point, very much.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, this is the first time I ever say, like, Drake was on point and Noi D was off point.
How about that?
Right? I usually would be like, yeah, Drake and Noi D.
Right.
He's like,
Noi D
could have been way better.
Noi D's fallen off years, years ago.
Wait, he's got a platinum album on the platform.
He's making his money. Just make that money, girl.
Hey, if you call me up for a beat, I'll be on it, dude.
Well, him and Salam Remy, they're making their money.
Yeah.
They've been whack for years.
Nah, Remy got beats, dude. Salam Remy
But
got
he's
beats.
Not giving them out to the right people.
Oh, yeah. So he don't care. He made money already.
Yeah.
So side A, I would get, if we were taking this part into two, which I kind of wish that they did too, side A got a 4 mic from me. Solid 4 mic.
Okay.
I really don't even want to talk about side B.
How about it?
I'm a Drake fan, and just people will kind of hype this up as like, oh, like this is his R&B, and you know, I see a lot of people that are like, oh, like side B over side A, and I just kind of look at them like, are you serious?
Oh, yeah?
Side B was whack for me. It really was. I would say there's almost, everything's kind of forgettable on there. There's really nothing on there besides that one song, and it's only because it went viral with the Shiggy Dance or whatever, In My Feelings. I mean, that one is, that's a hot one because they put a little bit of Nola Bounce on it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But it was boring. It was too many slow songs.
I would play the In My Feelings. That's the only redeemable-ish one. Michaela, so we'll play
ready.
That one.
Do the dance.
Michaela, you ready?
Does she know it? Do you know it?
I don't know.
Oh, Michaela knows it.
Doing she knows
In
it.
In My Feelings?
Do you know,
you know the In My Feelings dance. Okay, get ready.
Of course she does.
YouTube exclusive. Here we go.
There's a Michael Jackson feature on there. I think that was a waste of using Michael Jackson.
Goodness. But that was the only somewhat decent.
Why?
And that's only because that's
and
only
you're
because
a Drake
of,
fan too.
And I'm a Drake fan. Because the thing about it, like even though this is marketed as the R&B side, Drake has done R&B before, and he's done it way better than this.
Yeah.
From mixtape days. Even hear a little bit of it on his actual albums, but it's just like this one.
I mean, I'm a fan of the Drake R&B because about being, you know, DJing out.
It was bad.
Okay, so for being a Drake fan, right, and me being naive to all Drake's music in general. I mean, you know, I know some tracks. If you're like, no, Kevin, you need to listen to this album.
I want you to listen to this. This, whatever album it is, or mixtape from Drake, that album changed your mind. Do you have one?
Do I have one? Ooh.
Just one.
Just one.
I don't have much time in this world.
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna die.
Honestly, probably.
I'm gonna listen to it today.
Mixtapes?
Today, yeah, mixtapes.
Mixtapes included?
There we go.
Oh, man.
I love mixtapes. You listen to it.
You
know, he's here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I do is listen to Drake, so.
That's right. Hard, because I do like stuff from his mixtape days, because it just has a different
rawness. Just one body of work. One, buddy, one.
Right, okay, like, nothing was the
I'm
same.
I'm driving from here to North Shore.
I think I would say nothing was the same.
Write that down.
Nothing was the same. Write it down, bro. You're listening to that today.
I think it's a good middle point for his career.
Yeah.
You know, still kind of has that.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
But I think anyone I'm pretty sure you've heard of Take Care, and I think anyone that says Take Care is their favorite Drake album or is the best Drake album, fake listens to Drake.
Fake. You're the ones
who
you
listen
fake
to the
Drake
radio.
Bars.
Everyone just like, take care. No.
Fake
I mean, I'm not
Drake.
Saying that it was a bad album, but if that's your favorite and that's what you think his best is, I don't take you seriously as a Drake quote unquote fan. That's
about
it. Nothing was the same. I think that's.
Nothing was the same.
Yeah.
And nothing is the same.
Nothing will ever be the same.
Never.
Yes. Nothing will ever be the same or change.
So it's from. Okay, so for me.
Sorry. Yes.
And I think a lot of people around my age, Drake can kind of almost do no wrong. You know, you have him coming out
Correct.
Of the dad and this quote-unquote beef with Pusha T that got forgotten because of our short attention span and all that. Do you think as...
Old it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How do I say this nicely?
I don't
that
care.
Drake can do any wrong, kind of.
No, he can't.
No, even
can't.
To you guys.
Unless he murders someone. That's the only thing. That would probably bring him a step down. And he's confirmed... For murder.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I still that thing with him.
He may give it some time too, you know. But he is at the top tier.
Why do you think
star.
That is?
Overall package.
Yeah.
His personality.
Yeah.
He's a likable personality. Sure, not everyone likes him, but he's a handsome guy, so he gets the girls in. He does R&B, so he gets the girls in. He has the hip-hop backing of Cash Money. He has that credibility. He's got guys like Lil Wayne, all of them down with him. It's a good mix of both, really. It's Kevin. I mean,
yeah,
really.
I think Drake is the number one hip hop artist in the world.
Clearly. As far as superstar
that's coming
status.
From you guys.
No.
Oh.
He's the top
he
tier.
He does his thing. He knows what he's doing. He knows who he is.
Right.
He knows how to venture out and come back in.
Yep.
I mean, the next thing will be movies for him. That's the next
exactly.
thing.
I don't see why he hasn't acted.
He's got to do it.
Yeah.
He's got to do more of that. I mean, he hosts award shows. He hosts the ESPYs.
Yeah.
So he gets his, you know, people exposed to him.
Yeah.
He does the talk show. He does Saturday Night Live. Exposing himself to all different types of genres of people.
Yeah,
that's
Jake is somebody that have his phone number in a month. Yo, what's up, bro?
He would talk, I think.
As much of a Drake fan as I am, I'm not going to say that he's the best rapper or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh,
he's
not the best rapper.
I think,
no.
Not nearly, but I think he really opened up. And you can
We're talking
tell
about
me
that.
with your opinions.
Yeah.
So I think he was instrumental in opening up bigger populations to hip-hop and rap and all of that. Just Cash Money in
right.
general, honestly, because
right.
even thinking Nicki Minaj, I know there's a Lil' Kim before her, too, who
right.
kind of paved the way for her, but for these bigger audiences, you had Nicki Minaj that dabbled into pop and stuff like that.
Of course.
Opened up this genre for more people to come in.
Yeah, you go back in the day to MC Hammer. MC Hammer was the one back in the day that got people into what is this rap music thing, right? He was a much more popish situation. Than Drake is,
mm-hmm.
because Drake can go the underground Cash Money side,
mm-hmm.
but then he can do the R&B go on Saturday Night Live side.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different in a way. It's like an evolution of MC Hammer.
Oh,
it's an evolution of Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
It's just that pop guy that brings everybody's attention to the hip hop genre. That's
more
I think Drake is
with more longevity.
Drake is
longevity.
Genetically made in a laboratory. They put all kind of ingredients.
Well,
in
he's mixed.
To make the perfect, quote unquote hip hop.
Put all the races in there.
Star.
Put right.
Right, African American,
Jewish,
Holly,
right.
throw them all inside
right.
from Canada.
Make a video
rap.
Of Mitzvah, right? You can
yeah.
make a video
yeah.
of it. Plus, he's into real estate.
Yeah.
He sells houses. Okay, the I'm on one video with DJ Khaled. That's his condo.
Oh.
Where he's sitting in the condo, just going like this and staring at the space with drinking, hopefully not vodka. And that's his condo that he actually owns.
Interesting. I didn't
in
know
Miami,
that.
Yeah. So
I don't really
he's into realty.
As much.
Yeah.
I don't really tell too many stories.
Well,
just,
I have time at night to do so. I
declined.
When I think about life, I watch music videos. So yeah, that's another story for another time. So overall, Drake's album, 3.5? Going 3.5?
3.5.
Okay.
3.5.
Two mics.
I love that one.
Just wait.
But I gotta give you something.
All right.
Okay.
From what you heard,
you're a hater.
All right.
I only listened to 3 songs in the whole thing.
True.
Okay.
So the R&B side, 0 mics.
I'm gonna listen to it though. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Okay. Fine. All right.
And yeah, I respect
I 3 mics.
But...
All right. There you have it. Any last comments on Drake, Jalen, before we get out of here?
Yes, one quick question, sorry. Wow, sorry. I just have lots of thoughts about
this. I knew you had lots of thoughts about this, of course.
So in regards to his coming out as a dad.
Oh, yeah.
What do you...
Coming out as a dad. I'm a dad.
Now, where do you think the line is for fans knowing the personal details of their celebrities?
They don't need to know anything.
They don't need to know anything, but it's you can't help it. That's it. We all like to know this. People are fans.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
want to know every little single
thing. Is that something that's a new age kind of thing? Or like when you guys were younger, you wanted to know every detail about...
Well, it was different for him and I because we didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
So you think that's
internet
like,
changed the game.
Yeah.
We want to know every detail about someone's life.
If you're a fan, right, you want
to
know.
If you're a fan, we wanted to, but we only had magazines.
Right. A word of
so
mouth.
So we like every month we have to wait for weeks. So all our news was very delayed. Where now we can get, you know... Every week, every moment, every hour, you know, we can go and debate something, something come out, you know, Yanni or Laurel every day. So that's what, gold dress, blue dress. So that's what's the difference. That's why I think now it's...
But as you listen to music now, does that matter to you guys?
No.
That what?
The personal details of someone. When you listen to a song and you do...
I mean,
are you thinking in the back of your mind?
Rapist or abused, yeah. That's the matters.
Right, it comes down to those kind of heavy things.
Yeah. Besides that, the guy bakla, I don't care.
Right.
If the guy like cross dressed, I don't care. The guy get 5 kids, 20 kids.
They like bang on the girls.
Take care of your kids. That's all that matters.
Take care of your kids, correct.
But then just come with the hot bars. That's it.
That's it. Hot bars.
All right.
Like 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, that's basically it.
Yeah.
It comes down to the internet. That changed the game.
Maybe, I don't know why. Is it more important to millennials to know everything?
Not to me, no. As long as you're putting out good work. I think, like you said, the heavy hitting stuff, or if you're a killer or a rapist, just because
right.
I think the principle behind supporting someone like that. But other than that, like, I don't like the whole Chris Brown thing. I think he's a very good example of that. Like, that happened a long time ago, and people are still putting him on a crucifix for that. Like, he's a great artist. He's a great.
Right.
He's a great talent. That's what he is. He's a dancer. He's an actor.
But one thing good about this time is people forget. Like you said, it's so quick.
But they're selective with that.
Oh, that's
very,
correct.
Very selective with that.
It's
they have not forgotten
gets it,
that.
Right.
Even though he came onto the documentary, and Rihanna even admitted that she had a part in how their interaction was. But people are selective. But
right, that's true.
Yeah. Well,
that's it.
Well, that's my piece.
There you go. Well said.
Thank you.
Well said. Now we'll watch music videos.
And cry.
Yes.
Listen to Drake and cry.
Yeah.
So everyone, if you learn something
don't
from this show,
Don't Drake and drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I'm sure there's a shirt out there.
Right.
Guarantee.
Drinking and driving. So if anyone learned anything, one, it's okay to cry.
Yeah.
If you're a guy, don't drink vodka.
Yeah. Don't listen to side B.
Don't listen to side
B. Check out Nothing Was the Same.
Yes.
If you
want to
be taken seriously by me, don't say that Take Care is his best album.
There you go. If you want to be taken serious,
don't say it.
Don't talk to her.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
All right. We got
that
it.
That's it.
All
right.
Let's close it out.
Thank you. Thank you for having
thank
me on
you.
The show again.
Jay is back.
Right.
Yes,
hey,
thank
Jay.
You. JBB, as they call it, the handle.
Yeah.
Kids call it.
Yeah. Check out for more Millennial Reviews.
Millennial Reviews is a millennial show. It's a millennial kind of show. Do you feel younger?
I feel older.
Yeah, actually.
Right?
Frankly.
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you're an old dude and you hang around young people, one, if you
that's
try
true,
to make...
So.
Huh?
Yes.
No, but
that's me.
Mean,
hello.
Right?
Okay, well, yeah.
You know what I mean,
right?
Right. But you know who you are.
Yes.
Right? I hope so. You're not trying to act young.
I think of that
right?
as we are. Yes, I know.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Right,
the worst part is old dudes that try that.
Right. Trying
you're
too
old
hard.
Old dude and you just that dude, you just are that dude. That's good.
You but shouldn't try hard.
I don't feel younger.
Okay. That's fair. That's good.
But this keeps me young.
Hey,
there you go.
How about it? Yes. Well said. So with that said, shout out to our sponsors.
That will keep you young.
Shout out to people that are young and old and like.
Yes.
Square Barrels, Earl Kaima Key.
Yes. Seventh to the floor.
Seventh floor, Honolulu.
Yeah.
The Honolulu Club. lot of old and young.
Healthness Hawaii.
Yeah. Yes. Keeping everyone alive.
Yes.
And our Patreon. Don't forget the Patreon.
Don't forget everything. Sleep time's over.
Everything. Please. Anything else?
That's it. That's it, Rod.
That's it. Try it.
Like millennials do, they just quit.
Wow.
Nah, just joking. No, no. We talked about that, dude. Sleep time's over. Season 8, episode 8.
The Millennials strike back. There we are. AKA the Millennial Falcon. Caw-caw.
There you go. That's when we were the Falcon was.
Alright,
Thank you for having me.
Too funny.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.